This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dive right back into it here on 96.5 The Fan. Thanks for listening today and every day and moving forward into the future as we are grinding through 2026. It's already the eighth day of the new year, if you can believe that. Wowzers. 2 weeks ago, it was Christmas Eve.
I know.
Or Christmas.
Christmas Day, yeah.
2 weeks ago. That's right. The Super Bowl is in a month from tomorrow. Or so. Big college football game tonight. Ole Miss versus Miami.
I know that I'm hard.
Appointment television. What is the line on that? Miami favored?
Yeah, I think, was it like 3.5?
I thought it was 3.5 Miami.
You
take Ole Miss money line, Matt?
I think I am. I think the spread, I think it's, this is going to be a very, very close game.
Is this one? This is not being played in Miami, though,
no, this
right?
one will be neutral, right?
No, but I mean, the Orange Bowl is a site. I think the Orange Bowl is where the national championship game is this year.
Miami and Ole Miss. Ole Miss 3.5-point dogs.
Gotcha.
Plus 142 on the money line. That game tonight at 7 o'clock.
So you think right now you're putting your money on Ole Miss to win out?
Yeah, because I'm betting with my heart, which is dumb.
Stupid.
we lose.
Very, very dumb. But I love their offense. I do think Miami's defense is legit,
obviously.
This game is in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay, so State it's the Farm Fiesta Bowl.
Yeah, brought to you by Tostitos.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Tostitos.
Tostitos. Reese's, right?
Yeah. I always thought it was Tostitos. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do know that Mike Tomlin had this to say yesterday.
But more than anything, I just think it's, you know, a larger example of today's sport culture in terms of, you know, not a lot of patience in the entertainment component of what it is that we do. There's just not a lot of longevity. You know, I'm sure we all would like to be Don Shula and Tom Landry, but I think those days are gone.
You know, we run people out of jobs fast is what he's saying. He was answering the question about with Rich Eisen, I think it was yesterday, and talking about the firing of John Harbaugh, right? And after 18 years and whatnot. And look, the success of Harbaugh lately, it's a what have you done for me lately world. And, you know, it just hasn't been great. And that's fine to admit, right? From a playoff standpoint, I should say, you know, they win games, but, you know, you got to win Super Bowls and whatnot. And so he was kind of having that conversation about how quickly we make guys move on in sports and whatnot. And we do, right? Is there somebody that you would love to give a second opportunity to in sports that we just moved on from too fast, whether it be in Kansas City, outside of Kansas City, it doesn't matter where, but somebody that you moved on from way too fast that you'd like to give another opportunity to?
Dusty, who do you got?
Quinn Snyder.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's a really good one. Yeah.
Second greatest coach in Missouri college basketball history. Was doing well. Obviously, some things didn't go right for Quinn. Ended up having a good NBA coaching career. I think he's still out there somewhere. I forget where he's at. Sorry if I'm wrong for not knowing.
I think he's with Atlanta.
It changes so much.
It does in the NBA. I mean, like, he may have gone with Trae Young to Washington last night. I don't know.
Yeah, he's still with the Hawks.
He is. Okay. Yep.
So, and I don't know. They went to the Elite Eight with, like, Justin Gage. I'll never forget that play where he slid across half court and saved the ball because I went to Missouri camp that next year, and he was, like,
cool.
The big speaker. And,
oh, that's sick.
Yeah, Arthur Johnson was there.
I loved Arthur Johnson. Dude, man, that team was good.
Yeah, they were awesome.
There was a point in time where I was rooting for Quinn Snyder more than I was rooting for Roy Williams. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, because watching the Mizzou game last night, you know, the thoughts go in my head. I'm like, obviously Norm Stewart, number one. I was like, who is the second best Missouri head basketball coach? And I'm like, no, it's Quinn Snyder. And then we see the question in the doc, and I'm like, that'd be kind of interesting to see if he got another chance. Like, if it didn't work out in the NBA, and, you know, now things are going very well with Dennis Gates. I will say that guy is doing wonders now. He had that, you know, falter year where they didn't win a conference game, and then last year I thought they had a decent year, got into the tournament.
And NIL,
then,
baby.
And then this year, two wins right out of the gate. And I'm not, you know, a Missouri fan. I just love local college teams. And I think that, and no reason to talk about Arizona last night in K-State. Eeks.
Yeah.
I was rooting for them. I was hoping they would cover.
They got their doors blown off last time.
Oh, it was from the jump, dude. It was bad. But no, I wouldn't mind seeing Quinn if it ever, you know, came to it. Like, say, like Dennis Gates runs his timeout and it ends up going south, and then Quinn's out of the NBA, and all of a sudden it's like, you know what? History's history. Forgive, forget. No, you don't forget, but forgive and forgive. Quinn, why don't you come back? You know, you get the.
It's a different regime. It's completely different. I mean, we are experiencing this in the NFL with Vance Joseph back as the defensive coordinator in you know, Denver.
Yeah.
You have seen Gunther Cunningham come back as the defensive coordinator here after he was the head coach. And so we've seen Spags with the Giants, you know, and whatnot. And, you know, you've seen those situations where guys kind of go back to where they were and whatnot. You have regime changes. It's okay. I wouldn't hesitate to give Quinn Snyder another opportunity. My answer is Mark Mangino.
That was on the text line.
It's on the text line, too.
Oh, is it really? Yeah, that's my answer is Mark Mangino.
I still love that picture of him in the orange.
I love Mark. I talk to Mark about once a year. We have conversations. I always liked Mark Mangino. Gino. He was always one of my favorites, right?
Was it you and I that talked to him that one time and he was on his front porch like having a coffee at like 7 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That was a while ago. But I mean, he's awesome. I love Mark. And he got screwed at KU, I believe. And they thought they were gonna get Harbaugh. I mean, they honestly did. It was like that they thought they were getting John Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh.
Ties here.
Yeah, he did. His wife's from here. She went to KU, the whole nine yards, the in-laws are here.
That would have been sick.
And so they thought they had Harbaugh. He wanted to coach his Stanford team in the bowl game, and Lou Perkins at the time, the athletic director, said, "No, we need you now." And he goes, "Well, no, screw you. I'm going to stay at Stanford." And so then they're okay. You know, you had already fired Mark Mangino, thinking you were going to get. You know, it's funny when you have something, a bird in hand, Kansas, and then two in the bush, and you don't take the bird in hand, you're stuck, right? And so then they were stuck, and then they had a hire. Was it
talking about Kansas?
Yeah, after Mangino, was it that guy from Buffalo, Turner Gill?
Yeah.
Was he the next? Yeah, and then it just kind of dissipated, and you know it's been a mess since. So I would love.
What's he doing now?
He's hanging out in Florida, going to spring training Pirates games. Man,
hell yeah,
chilling.
That sounds awesome.
Hell yes, it does.
Good for him.
Hell yes, it does. So I would love to give Mark Mangino another opportunity because I loved him. He was great. It was the best years of Kansas football, and they ceremoniously threw him out because they thought they had Harbaugh coming in. Who's yours?
How about Steve Wilks?
Well,
man?
Now that guy gets an opportunity every year.
3-13 with the Cardinals with Josh Rosen and a 36-year-old Larry Fitzgerald and a beat-up David Johnson, and you kick him out after one season? Come on.
Steve Wilks gets kicked out of every job after one season, though. Every single job that guy has had for the last 20 years has been a one-year job.
And I guess at some point, if it keeps happening, you're the common denominator
For 20 years, yeah.
So it might be that, but Mike Vrabel is the obvious answer for Tennessee Titans fans. Like, why did you give up on him? There was no reason. I mean, still to this day, I mean, they chose the GM over him and then fired the GM the next year.
Yeah. So
it's crazy.
Kind of like Cleveland.
Yeah. And the GM was the one who traded A.J. Brown.
I don't think it would be a second chance. It'd probably be a third chance would be for Gruden.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, the emails that came out when he was in Vegas and then obviously fired. But he was fired before and rehired and fired again and then that. But
Vegas should just hire him.
I mean,
I'd be on board for him being a coach again.
Somewhere. I don't think anybody would complain at this point. Maybe they would. I don't know.
College or NFL. Where would you rather see him coach, though?
NFL.
Yeah, NFL.
That's fair.
He's an NFL coach. Yeah, I think college, he'd burn himself out, I think, in college.
But I think the kids would be sold on Gruden.
Until they played for him, and then they didn't have the money that, you know, East Tonail State had, and they were going to leave Gruden to go get money.
Well, yeah, I guess just because of the structure, the way college football works. Yeah, you could say that with any coach in any team, I guess.
Yeah,
I'm just saying the way he speaks, the way his hoorah, that works for 19-year-olds.
I also think that he could – I mean, I don't know if he's irrelevant to 19-year-olds because he's with Barstool, and I'm sure that they're all diving into that throughout their high school life. So, I mean, that's there. But also I think he's more relevant with players in the league because they kind of are older and they've probably heard about Gruden before. And he's kind of got that, I'm more advanced than college football. Cause I mean, we've heard his playbooks, man. We've heard his plays Jet Z, Y right, Banana X, Tarantula left, 47 dive. Got it?
No.
What? I don't know what you just said after Banana.
And see why you fire an offensive coordinator every year, why it's terrible for these quarterbacks. Cause whatever you just said there is just one play of millions that these guys got to learn every year.
But to be fair, everything said is directed towards a certain part of the position. Yeah. When the linemen here, jet right. They're like, all right, this is a, you know, this type of block, and then they tune out. That's why you see a lot of those receivers true, out. Like, why is that guy getting out of the huddle? He knows his play. Like, it's a long, I get it. It should just be like, all right, we're running number five. All right, here we go. And then you get to the line, it's like, kill, kill, kill. You know, so, I mean, whatever.
Yeah, but no, it's complicated, though, because I do remember playing in high school. Once you heard your, like, you know, part of the play, you were gone.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, 100%.
What you knew, it was like, oh, it's a left pass. Okay, I know where my route is, you know, because I remember I played 1 year of competitive football. It was like eighth grade. Horrible team, Hall McCarter, B team tied in. I had one play. It was 47 boot pass, 46 boot pass. 47, you went to the left, 46, you went to the right.
That's if exactly I heard, right.
Blah, 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 46 boot pass. I was like, all right, pitch sweet. To Johnny. I'm Johnny.
Yeah, because I mean, ours were like power at five, and I was left tackle. The five hole was right in between me and the guard. You knew where you were going. Or we had like what they called 70s and 80s series of plays, and you knew 70s and 80s were pass plays. And so if they did 70s, you knew blocking was standing up. If they did the 80 series, you'd chop block the guy. I don't even know if that's legal anymore.
No.
But like, so as an offensive lineman, it was easy to remember the playbook. You didn't really have to remember much. Quarterbacks got to be smart, man. You got to remember all this stuff. And then you recite, like, Jaden Daniels now is going to be on his second offensive coordinator in 3 years.
Mm. Yes.
Right? And people are going to expect him to be back to where he was. And he's learning an entire new language now.
Should Dan Quinn be forced to put his hat forward now?
No. Okay. Be who you are.
Hey, you better produce your Mac over here. Yeah, he was just guy talking to you. Yeah, maybe we'll see you on Friday, buddy.
I hope so, yeah.
Man, I was like four hurricanes deep talking to Gruden in New Orleans. He's like, yeah, I know Mac. Because when we walked in that restaurant, and Bob's like, dude, Gruden's at the bar eating. Mac, get down there and talk to him.
Mac goes down there. It's a big thrill.
And then Bob had to stare at hot outside Bourbon Street mayo on the table.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would love to mute me at times. I totally get that for sure. Speaking to all of my exes that now live in Texas, you now might have that opportunity on Peacock. They might enable a enhancement that may allow fans to mute announcers, control crowd noise. Yay or nay on being able to announce, mute an announcer?
Well, I'm yay on the ability to do that, but I'm nay on the if I would do that. The announcers really don't bother me, and they've done games before without broadcasters. Mm-hmm. They suck.
This is from Awful Announcing. It says, this is the type of innovation some fans have been clamoring for. While many will still prefer the traditional broadcast with commentators mixed in with crowd noise, some viewers might prefer to mute the announcers entirely and hear only the natural sounds of the game. 180, you know, controversially, other fans might believe the game audio is too loud and prefer to turn the announcers up and keep the crowd noise at a lower level. Either way, putting control in the hands of the fans is a no-brainer if the technology allows for it.
I'm not against the technology at all. Fine. Give people the ability to do that. I just know that I've done that before where they've had these games without broadcasters and you don't pay attention. You're like, whatever, you forget it's going on.
Because what did I tell you guys yesterday about what announcer you can mute? Who is the name?
Romo.
Text, yes, because I can't stand Tony Romo. Yeah. He needs to go away, or I'll be able to mute his voice. This will be fantastic.
It won't be, though. You think it will be, but it won't be.
It's not.
It's not. You lose that vibe, if you will, of the game, you know?
You remember when in baseball was playing COVID games and all you could hear was like the pop of the glove? I thought that was cool for like a day.
Well, because it gave us something to do. Yeah, and you're right, a day. It got, you know, cardboard fans got old after a while and whatnot. So no, man, like the broadcasters add to the game. You learn from them as well. I mean, you may not like a lot of the stuff that they say, and that's because they're just being honest about your team and you don't want to hear it. But you can learn a lot from listening to them. They get the access to the team and all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't use the mute feature.
Love this text from 816, though. I'd rather have the option to add the radio voice.
Absolutely. But they're not going to do that on Peacock because they want you consuming their product.
Of course.
Know? Yeah. But you do have that option. You can listen on the Odyssey app or 96.5 The Fan. And I think they have synced it up to where it matches the TV. Now, with all the streaming and the way that everybody consumes TV differently these days, it's probably not going to match up with everybody. But they've done their best to match it up for everybody.
No doubt. Rashee Rice was in the news yesterday. We'll bring that topic up because I know a lot of you have been seeing that or have been talking to your friends about it. Plus, Travis Kelce's comments yesterday on the New Heights podcast and what it could mean for a bring it back sort of narrative that you are either for or against. We'll talk about it all here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
I'm surprised nobody punched him in the jaw yet.
And Dusty Likens.
He's a hoe, and I want that known.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.